Ramstein's Bowling Center reopening and Bombholders Parade. I'm Airman Aiden Worley, and this is your KMC Update. The 86th Force Support Squadron works hard to give back to the KMC in any way they can, their bowling centers being a staple part of their services. The Ramstein Bowling Center's renovations were recently completed and personifies the 86th FSS's dedication to the community. Here is Senior Airman Sharice Vaught with more.
The Ramstein Bowling Center features a Neoverse screen across all 32 hyperbowl lanes and advanced edge stirring pin spotting technology. The new technology is designed to make the center more exciting, engaging, and accessible to all players, whatever their skill level may be. Robert Slower, the General Manager for Ramstein and Rogueway Bowling Centers, provide context of what pushed them to make the renovations.
We were really trying to give back to the community, reinvest in our facilities, and provide improved customer support and reliability when they're coming in, and as far as frames per stop and just overall general customer service.
Slover also mentioned his excitement for the center to potentially host various events such as sports night for the community to enjoy.
Moving on to the parade at Bombholder. A parade was conducted in Bombholder to celebrate the 80th anniversary of the U.S. Armed Forces' presence in the city. U.S. soldiers stationed at Smith Barracks were joined by Bombholder officials and troops from the Bundeswehr. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Brayton Daniel with more.
U.S. soldiers partnered with the German Bundeswehr's 345th Artillery Regiment, the Idar Oberstein Artillery School, and select Bombholder VIPs during a parade march from Smith Barracks to the local soccer field. This event marked the first parade march of partnership between Allied U.S. and German forces in the city since 1966. Colonel Matthew Alexander, commander of the 16th Sustainment Brigade, shared his thoughts for the future.
But what is as clear as the weather today is that the U.S. presence in Bombholder will only grow. And with it, the relationship we have with the people. While freedom and security are never guaranteed, the U.S. Army and the District of Bombholder make that possibility stronger together.
That's all for your KMC Update. I'm Airman Aiden Worley.